Dreamscape presents The Hen of the Baskervilles by Donna Andrews. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication to Sally Fellows, the perfect reader. Chapter 1. I woke up to find three sheep staring pensively down at me. I stared back, wondering how they'd gotten into Michael's and my bedroom, and whether they'd been there long enough to cause a clean-up nightmare, and why they were staring at my hair, which might be dry and in need of conditioner but in no way resembled hay, and I finally realized that the sheep hadn't invaded my home. In fact, you could argue that I was invading theirs. I was sleeping in a pen in our local fair's Sheep and Llama Exhibition Barn, sleeping solo without my husband Michael at my side, and our twin two-and-a-half-year-olds down the hall. I'd probably awakened because one of the sheep had baaed. I should turn over and get some more sleep before. Meg? Not coming from the sheep. I sat up and shoved the sleeping bag as far down as it would go. Then I looked around. I didn't see anyone. It was only just starting to get light outside, as I could see through the sides of the barn, which was actually a lot more like a giant carport, all roof and no walls. The sheep were looking over the fence between their pen and the one in which I'd been sleeping. I turned a little farther and saw that our family's five llamas in the pen on my other side were also watching me with the keen interest llamas always took in human behavior. Maybe I'd imagined the voice. Meg? I turned all the way round to see a small, meek-looking man standing in the aisle between the rows.